Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Naftali Greenberg. Meseches Nazir has been dedicated to Le'ilui Nishmas, Gittel Malka Bas Shapsi, Nassan Pinchas Ben Peretz, Eliezer Lipa Ben Matasio Mordechai.
We're continuing Be'ezus Hashem in the Sugya and Nazir Daf Nun Ches. The Sugya starts at the end of Daf Nun Zayinam Abayz. We go back to the Gemara earlier on, Daf Nun Zayinam Abayz, and the Gemara asked a question: how is it possible to do Taglachas HaRosh on both of the Nazirim? We're going to be over the Isra of HaKavas HaRosh. To which the Gemara brought Nukimta of Shmuel that said that we're talking about an Isha or a Katan. And by Isha and a Katan, there's no Lav of HaKavas HaRosh. The Gemara was Medayik from Shmuel that since Shmuel had to make Nukimta that we're talking about Isha of a Katan, it must mean that Shmuel holds HaKavas Kol HaRosh Shmei HaKafa. Since there's a lav of cutting off all the hair, therefore Shmuel had to make a new kimta that we're talking about a katan isha. If Shmuel would have held a kafas kol haroish lo yishmei hakafa, then we wouldn't have had to make a new kimta like that, because by a mitzvah, when we have to cut off all of his hair, it comes out that there's no lav of a kafas haroish. The Gemara now wants to say that this sugya of a kafas kol haroish, whether it's shmei hakafa or lo yishmei hakafa, is a machlekes tanaim. So the Gemara brings Tanaihi. It's not the Tanur Rabbanon Roishai. Mal Talmud Leimer, Lefishinemer, Leisakifu, Pa'as Roishaychem, Yachal Afmet, Seir, Kain, Talmud Leimer, Roishai. The first Braisa, the Gemara is stelling on the Pasuk in the Parsha of Metzairah. After the Torah tells us that a Metzairah has to cut off all of his hair, the Torah specifies he has to cut off the hair of his Roish. So these two Braises are trying to figure out what's the Chiddush of Roish. Once we already know that he has to cut off all of his hair, why wasn't Roishai included in that? So the first Braisa says that the Chiddush of Roishai is coming to teach us that even though there's a law from the Torah, leisakifu pa'as reishechem, where there's a law to cut off the peyas ha'roish, I would have thought that a metzora who is mitzvah to cut off all of his hair, I would have thought all of his hair except for the hair that's on the peyas ha'roish, so as not to be over the law of leisakifu. Kamash v'lan from reishay to tell us that a metzora has to cut off even the hair from his roish, even though he's being oikir, being over the law of leisakifu, the mitzvah's asay of taglachas metzoras is of metzora is doicha the law of leisakifu pa'as reishechem. The second braisa is cholek. Second braisa says the chiddush of roisha is coming to tell me that you would have thought that a nazir who becomes a mitzayra is not mechuyif to cut his hair since he's over a lav by cutting his hair. The Torah says by a nazir tal lo yaver al roishay. Therefore, even any haircut is asur for a nazir. I would have thought that if he becomes a mitzayra, he doesn't cut his hair. Kamash v'lan roishay, that even a nazir who becomes a mitzayra, not only does he cut off all of the hair of his body, but even also the hair from his head he also cuts off. And the asay of teklachas mitzayra is deiche a lav and an asay for a nazir to cut off his hair. The Gemara wants to explain what's the machlekes, the two braises. The first braise holds that HaKafas Kol HaRosh Shmei HaKafa. Since HaKafas Shmei HaRosh Shmei HaKafa, Kol HaRosh Shmei HaKafa, it comes out that when a Metzora comes to cut all of his hair of his head, he's being over the lav of Leisakifu, and therefore I need a special pasuk to tell me that the mitzvah of Metzora is doicha the lav of Leisakifu. The other braise holds that HaKafas Kol HaRosh Lo Shmei HaKafa. Therefore, somebody who comes to cut off all the hair of his goof, including his head, is not being over the love of Loisakifu Pa'as Reishechem. Therefore, I only need a pasuk to tell me that a nazi who is being over a lav and an asay, I need a pasuk to tell me that he is also, if he's a metzora, is allowed to cut off his hair. The Gemara ends up being madcha this pshat and goes on lamaskana saying that both prices hold HaKafa Shmei HaRosh Shmei HaKafa. And the machlekes is, which lav do we need to learn out from Roishai that the Asay of Metzora is Deicha? The first Braisha that says Roishai holds that we have to learn out the din of Loisakifu Pas Reishaychem because we need a Makor in the Torah that Asay Deicha Loisasei, and this is the Makor in the Torah for Asay Deicha Loisasei. The other Braisha learns we don't need a Makor from here because we already have a Makor from the Parsha of Tzitzis where the Torah says that even though there's a lav of Loisil Bashatnes, person can't wear tzemi or pishin together. But there's a special gzeiras akosuv that by tzitzis, by when someone's being mekayim the mitzvah of tzitzis, so the mitzvah of tzitzis is doicha the lav of shatnez. Therefore, I don't need a makor for asay doicha lois asay. I need only over here. I use the pasuk of roisha to tell me that even though there's a lav of for a nazir and an asay for him to cut off his hair, the mitzvah of mitzvah is doicha the lav and the asay. Akolpanim, we see from here that we're learning out the din of Asay Deicha Lois Asay from the fact that the Torah said that a Metzora is Metzuvah to cut his hair, even though he's being over the lav of Loisakifu Pa'as Reishechem, according to this Braisa. According to the other Braisa, even though he's being over the lav of a Kavas HaRosh, of a Nazir cutting his hair. A question that many Achrayim over here deal with is that we know from Kama Sugyas and Shas that the din of Aseh Doicha Lois Aseh is only to be applied when at the time where he's being Oikar the Lav, at the time where he's violating the Lav, at that very time he's being Mekayim the Aseh. But if he has to be over the Lav before the Kiyum Aseh, so then we say that that's not Be'idna, and therefore the Aseh is not Doicha the Lav. The makor for this idea is the Gemara in Shabbos of Kuf Lamed Beis Lamed Beis Perek Rabbi Eliezer the Mila. So it says over there that if a kohen has a beharis, he has a beharis on his hand, and therefore he can't do the avoda because he's possible for the avoda. So the Gemara asks a question: why doesn't he just cut off the beharis, be over the lap of cutting off the beharis, and go to the avoda and apply the din of asei doicha lois asei? The asei of avoda should be doicha the lois asei of cutting off the beharis. The Gemara answers over there that since it's not beidna, because at the time where he's being over the lap of cutting off the beharis, at that time he's not oisik in the mitzvah, he's not doing the mitzvah of avoda, and therefore we don't apply the din of asei doicha lois asei. Over here, when we're talking about the makor for the din of Aseh Doicha Lois Aseh, the chayav is very shver, because over here, when he's over the lav of cutting off his payas of Alois Akivu Pasway Sheichem, he has not yet been makayim the mitzvah of Taglachas Metzorah, because the mitzvah for a Metzorah to cut off all of his hair, he's not makayim until all of his hair is cut off. The Rishonim speak out that if he has two hairs left, he's not makayim the mitzvah. He has to have only one hair left. And therefore, when he's over the lav of Alois Akivu Pasway Sheichem, he has not yet been makayim the mitzvah of Taglachas. Therefore, how can we apply the din here of Aseh Doicha Lois Aseh? The Aruch Laner in Yevamos Daf Hey, he asks this question. He says a teretz, I'll pee the Gemara in Bab Metzia and Perik Eilu Metzias. The Gemara over there says that if a Koyan sees an Aveda in a Beis HaKfaris, he does not return, he's not mechuyav to return the Aveda. The Gemara in Eilu Metzias Daf Lamed learns this out from a pasuk. The pasuk says, "V'yisalamta mehem." The Gemara darshens, "Pa'amim sha'ata misalim." Sometimes you are misalim. The Gemara says, "Where is a person allowed to be misalim and not be mekayim the mitzvah of a Shabbos aveda?" If, for example, if a koyan sees an aveda in the Beis HaKfaris, a koyan is also to be matam b'meisim, and therefore he shouldn't go into the Beis HaKfaris to get the aveda. The Gemara asks there, why do we have to learn that from a pasuk, especially Gzeres HaKosuv, that a koyan is potter from a Shabbos aveda when the aveda is in the Beis HaKfaris? Why don't we learn out that ein asei doicha lois asei va'asei? Since it's an asei for him to be mekayim in the midst of a Shabbos aveda, and it's a lois asei va'asei, he's over a lois asei for being matame himself, and he's also being mevatel an asei. So even if I wouldn't have a special pasuk telling me that a koyan is potter from the midst of a Shabbos aveda when the aveda is in the Beis HaKfaris, I would know on my own, because ein Aseh doicha lois aseh va'aseh. We know that an aseh only has the koyach to be doicha al lois aseh by itself. But when the lois aseh has an aseh together with it, for example, over here, I never apply the din of aseh doicha lois aseh. So therefore, why do I need a special pasuk? That's the Gemara's question. The Gemara answers, in a chinami, the pasuk is coming really for something else. The Nimuka Yosef on Daf Tes Zayin Amar Aleph and Dapi Arif asked the Kasha, why does the Gemara have to say that it's an asay, ain asay doicha lois asay va'asay? Why can't the Gemara say, even if it was only a lois asay alone, it still would be pasha to us that the asay of a Shabbos Aveda is not doicha this lois asay? Because the lois asay happens before he's mekayim the asay. The lois asay he's over the lois asay miyad the moment that he goes into the Beis HaKfaris, and he's not mekayim the asay until he gives the aveda back to the person that had lost. He adds that even if the aveda here is talking about the case where it's mamash at the edge of the Beis HaKfaris, and the second he goes into the Beis HaKfaris, the aveda is in his hand, and therefore immediately when he's over the lava being matame himself, b'meisim, he has the aveda in his hand still. It's not be'idna because he's not mekayim the mitzvah until afterwards when he gives the aveda back to the person that lost it. Therefore, it's pashut, even if it would only be a lois asay by itself, an asay of a Shabbos aveda would not be doicha this lois asay. This is the kasha of the Muki Yosef. The Muki Yosef brings from the Ran a teretz to this kasha, that really the Shabbos aveda, the moment he sees the aveda, the moment he starts being oisek, be kind the mitzvah Shabbos aveda, he's already, we already apply the din of asay doicha lois asay, because he's already being oisek in the mitzvah. He brings there that the Muki Yosef is Cholek. The Muki Yosef says that the Ran holds that from the time that he sees the Aveda, he's already being Oisek in the Gufa Mitzvah of a Shabbos Aveda. And therefore, the Ran holds that he has the Koyach to be Oiker, has the Aseh of a Shabbos Aveda, has the Koyach to be Oiker, the Lav, of not being Matame himself. Because immediately when he sees the Aveda and he starts to go get the Aveda, he's right away being Mekayim, the Gufa Mitzvah of a Shabbos Aveda. The Muki Yosef is Cholek and says from when he sees the Aveda, that's not the goof of mitzvah of Shabbos Aveda, that's merely a hechsher mitzvah to the mitzvah of Shabbos Aveda. And therefore, he holds that you cannot apply the din of Aseh Doicha Lois Aseh to a Kohen, and he has to answer that the Gemara just said L'Ravcha the Milsa, the Gemara Enechanami could have asked also that an Aseh is not Doicha Lois Aseh when the Lois Aseh is not Be'idna the Aseh. And therefore, it's a machlekes Ran and Muki Yosef. What is the gedder of the mitzvah of Shabbos Aveda? Is when he sees the Aveda and he goes to get it, is it only a hechsher mitzvah like the Muki Yosef, or is that considered the guf hamitzvah and therefore has the koyach to be oiker the lav, even though he did not yet be mekayim the mitzvah b'shleimus of giving the chavetz back? The Aruch Laner suggests. And according to the Ran, first of all, it's pashut that when someone's cutting off his hair, someone's a metzora, and he's cutting off his hair, just like Shabbos Aveda, the guf ha-mitzvah begins from the time that he starts to get the Aveda, all the way until when he actually gives it back. Even though the tachas of the mitzvah is to give the chevetz back to the person that lost it, the moment he starts being oisik in that and he goes to get the chevetz, he's already being oisik in the guf ha-mitzvah. So too, somebody who goes to cut off his hair, somebody who's the mitzvah is for, he's a mitzvah, and the mitzvah is for him to cut off all of his hair, the guf ha-mitzvah begins from when he starts cutting off his hair. Since that's an integral chelik in cutting off all of his hair, therefore, the guf ha-mitzvah starts right away when he starts cutting off his hair. It's not merely considered a hechsher mitzvah. And therefore, even though he's being over the lav before he finishes cutting off all of his hair, the moment he cuts off the first peyah, he's already being over the lav of lo yisakifu peyas v'sheichem. According to the Ran, it's pashut that that's already considered part of the guf ha-chelik of the mitzvah, and therefore we apply the din of aseh doiche lois aseh. And he says, even according to the Muki Yosef, he's only chaylik on the Ran over there because that's talking about Hashavas Aveda. By Hashavas Aveda, the mitzvah is not mekuyim until he gives it back. The going to get the chevetz is only considered a hechsher mitzvah. Vashenken, the Muki Yosef would be moide that all the entire ma'isa of taglachas haroish by mitzvah, all of it is considered the etzem guf ha-mitzvah, and therefore we will apply the din of asei doicha lois asei, even though he's not finished doing the asei until the hair is completely cut off. But since when he starts cutting off the hair, that's also considered the guf ha-mitzvah, therefore when he cuts off the peyas ha-roish, that's also considered, we also apply the din of aseh doicha lois aseh. That's how the Aruch Laner in Yevamah Daf Hey answers this kasha. Another teretz we find in the Minchas Chinuch. Minchas Chinuch brings the Gemara in Psochem. The Gemara says in Psochem Daf Pei Hey, that had it not been two psukim, an extra pasuk in Parsha of Pesach Sheni, by Etzem Lo Yishberu Boy, right? There's a special lav that you're not allowed to break the bones of the Korban Pesach. Had there not been a special pasuk in the Parsha of Pesach Sheni, I would have said that even though there's a lav Etzem Lo Yishberu Boy, I would have said that lav is specifically talking about atzamos that do not have inside them moyach. But any etzem that has inside of it in mayach, I would have said that since there's a special mitzvah of achlu es habasar b'layla hazeh, there's a mitzvah to eat all the basar from the Korban Pesach, I would have said that legabi the atzamos that have it inside of the mayach, we apply the din of asei doicha lois asei. The mitzvah's asei of eating the basar is doicha the lois asei of etzem loitish b'ruboy. Because there's a special another pasuk in the parsha of Pesach Sheni that again repeats the love of etzem loitish b'ruboy, from there I know that the lav is applied even to the atzomos that have moich inside of them, and I don't apply the din of aseh doicha lois aseh. From there, the Gemara learns out that by kochim, the word zvachim of tzadik zayin learns out that by kochim we never apply the din of aseh doicha lois aseh. Toisvus in psachim daf pei hey diber maskal kishahu asks the kasha what's the havamir that we should apply the din of aseh doicha lois aseh by breaking the bones. When he, at the time where he breaks the bone, he's only being oiker the lav, he's being over the lav of etzem loitish b'rubay, and he's not mekayim the aseh until he eats from the moyach. Therefore, we shouldn't apply the din of aseh doicha lois aseh. That's Tosfos kasha in Psachim daf pei hei. Tosfos in Zvachim also brings down this kasha. It's very interesting. The Piskei Tosfos Simen Samech Tes brings a teretz that you don't see in Tosfos. The Piskei Tosfos answers, Im ef shal lekayim aseh b'inyan acher, loy b'inan b'idna d'merke lav lekayim aseh. He tells the Vek a big yisoid. He says that when it's impossible to be mekayim the aseh without being over the lav, which what he means is, in any situation, it is always impossible for a person to be mekayim the mitzvah of eating basar of eating all the basar from the Korban Pesach, unless he breaks bones, because since every Korban Pesach has bones that have moich inside of them, how is it possible to be kind in the midst of achilas habasar b'layla hazeh b'shlei Musa if he's not shaver some of the atzamos? So since it's impossible to be kind in the midst of zaseh without being over the lav, therefore we say that even though when he's oikir the lav, it's not be'idna that he's being mekayim zaseh, we say still we apply the din of aseh doichalois aseh. So too the Minchas Chinuch wants to say the same thing over here by us. Since it's not shaykh for a person to be mekayim the mitzvah of shaving off all of his hair of his body when he's a mitzvah, unless he's over the lav of loisakifu pa'asrei shaykhem, therefore we apply the din of asei doicha loisasei, we apply the din that the mitzvah's asei of shaving off all of his hair is doicha the loisasei of loisakifu, even though when he's over the lav of loisakifu, he taka has not yet been mekayim the mitzvah of Taklachas Mitzorah, but still, since it's impossible to be mekayim the mitzvah of Taklachas Mitzorah without being over the love of Lesakifu Pa'aswe Sheichem, Apidus Piske Atoisus and Zvachim, we can say that we push off the din that Ase Deichalaisase has to be Ba'idna. We only say that it has to be Ba'idna when it is Shaykh. When it is shaykh for a person, for example, a koyan, the Gemara and Shabbos of Kufam Beis, where we say that since it's not be'idna, since the lav is not be'idna the aseh, therefore we don't let him cut off the beheres. So there it's very simple. That we say that a koyan, it's shaykh for a koyan to be mekayim avoida without cutting off beheres, where he doesn't have beheres. It's not normal for a koyan to have beheres. Pukt, this koyan has a beheres, therefore we have a problem. He can't be mekayim the avoida. So there we say, if you want the asay of avoida to be doicha the lois asay of cutting off the beheres, it has to be be'idna. But over here in these two cases, taklachas metzoira and huadin, etzem leitish berubay, in both of these cases, it wouldn't ever be shaykh for a person to be mekayim the mitzvah of lo achlas abasar and the mitzvah of taklachas betzoyer had he not been oikar the lav of etzem leitish berubay and lo sakifu pa'aswai sheikhim. Therefore, we don't apply the din that the aser dechalosasai has to be be'idna. That's the teretz of the Minchas Chinuch. We're continuing now, Be'ezus Hashem, with another kasha that the Gdol Yechroinim shall on this sugya. We start with the Imam Moshe. The Imam Moshe and Simon Yud Beis, He brings up a kasha based on Tosfos in Gittin Daf Mem Aleph. The Mishnah says in Gittin Daf Mem Aleph, Misha Chetzev Evod V'Chetzev Ben Chayrin, somebody who is a Chatzi Evod Chatzi Ben Chayrin. The halacha is Machlokes Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai says we force the Adon to free the Evod. Beis Hillel says we don't force him. And then Beis Hillel comes at the end of the sugya, at the end of the Mishnah, and he agrees to Beis Shammai that we force the Adon to free the Evod. The reason for this is because Kol Zman that the Eved is a Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Ben Choyrin. He's a half Eved, half Ben Choyrin. It's impossible for him to be Mekayim the Mitzvah Puravu because he can't marry a Shivcha because the Tzad Ben Choyrin of him is also to marry a Shivcha. And he can't marry a Bas Choyrin because the Tzad Eved of him is also to marry a Bas Choyrin. So therefore, he can't get married to anybody and he's stuck not being able to be Mekayim the Mitzvah Puravu. For that, we force the Odin to release him and therefore he can be Mekayim the Mitzvah. Tosfos there in Daf Mem Aleph asked the Kasha, Dibur Maska Lisa Shivcha Eina Yachol. Tosfos asked the Kasha, why don't we say that he should marry a Bas Chayrin? And we should apply the din of Aseh Doicha Lois Aseh. That the mitzvah's Aseh that he has to be Mekayim the mitzvah Puravu is Doicha the Lois Aseh for him to marry a Shivcha. And therefore he should be Mekayim the mitzvah Puravu without having to free him. Tosfos there offers a few terutzim. One of the terutzim is based on the sugya that we just finished learning, that it's not Be'idna, meaning at the time that he's Oikah the Lav, which is the Tchilas Habia, that's when he's Oikah the Lav, that's when he's over the Lav of marrying a Bas Choyrin, at that time he is not yet being Mekayim the Mitzvah Puravu. Because the Mitzvah Puravu, Tosfos says, he's not Mekayim until Soif of Mais Habia. And therefore we don't play the din of Aseh Doicha Lois Aseh. Another teretz Tosfos gives, which is the sugya that we want to stir on now, Tosfos says that we only play the din of Aseh Doicha Lois Aseh Klapei him, because only he has the mitzvah's aseh, which enables him to be madche the lois aseh of marrying a bas chayrin. But she, Amnisha, is not mitzvah in the mitzvah puravu, and therefore she doesn't have the mitzvah in order to be deicha her lois aseh. So therefore she's going to be stuck doing a lois aseh, and she doesn't have the aseh to be deicha that lois aseh. Therefore we don't apply the din of aseh deicha lois aseh klapi him, because it's not going to help for her. This teretz, l'chayra, presents a problem in our sugya, the Imam Moshe asks. Because in our sugya it's mavur that because of the mitzvah's aseh that he has to shave himself, the mitzvah has a mitzvah's aseh to shave himself, therefore we apply the din of aseh doicha lois aseh, and even though he's over a lois aseh, when he shaves off his payas, we say aseh doicha lois aseh, the aseh of taglachas mitzvah is doicha lois aseh of taglachas apayas. And l'chayra, the person that's cutting his hair, he doesn't have the mitzvah of taglachas mitzvah. Mina pashas, the mitzvah of taglachas mitzvah is dafka chal on the mitzvah himself. And therefore, how do we apply the din of aseh doicha lois
lois asay, klapi the makif. The makif himself doesn't have a mitzvah asay to be matre his lois asay of being makif the nikif. This is the kasha of the Imam Moshe. We're going to bring a few terutim from the Echoinim. The Imam Moshe himself brings a teretz from the Kapois Tamarim, and a few other Echoinim also give this teretz. The Kapois Tamarim is actually in his Sefer on Yuma called Tosefes Yom Kippur. It's on the Pei Vav and Beis. And the Gemara says, Am Rabbi Yechilin, G'dayla Tshuva, She'doiche as Lois Asei She'b'Toyra. Tshuva is so great that the mitzvah of Tshuva is able to be Doiche as Lois Asei. Shenemar, he brings a pasuk in Yirmiya. Leimar hein yishlach ish as ishtoi, v'halcha mi'itoi, v'chaisal ish acher, ha'yoshu ve'leah. The pasuk says, if somebody divorces his wife, and she goes and she marries somebody else, she's not allowed to return to her original husband. It's a mashal. Kodesh Baruch Hu is giving a mashal that Klal Yisrael Ki'ilu went away from Hashem, married somebody else by doing Avodah Zarah, and now they want to come back to their original Baal. So we see the mitzvah of tshuva is so great that even though L'chaira, according to the Marshal, it should be also for Klal Yisrael to go back to Kodesh Baruch Hu, still we say the mitzvah of tshuva, the mitzvah of Klal Yisrael wanting to go back to Kodesh Baruch Hu is so strong that it's deicha the lois asay of coming back with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's what it says in the Gemara here in Daf Pei Vav Amud Beis. The Kapos Tamarim asked the Kasha, what's the big deal? What's so great about Tshuva that it's Doicha Lois Asay? All mitzvahs Asay are Doicha Lois Asay in the Torah. So why is Tshuva more special than any other mitzvah that has also the koyach to be Doicha Lois Asay? So he answers, he brings some achorim that say, the teretz is that over here is only a mitzvah klapi Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is a mitzvah of Tshuva, and therefore when they come back to Kodesh Baruch Hu, it's Doicha the Lois Asay of going back to the original Baal, Kav Yochel. But klapi Kodesh Baruch Hu, where there is no mitzvah of Tshuva, how does the Kodesh Baruch Hu go back to Klal Yisrael, and therefore that's the godless of Tshuva that has the Doicha Kav Yochel to be Doicha the Lois Asay klapi Kodesh Baruch Hu, where he doesn't have a mitzvah to be Doicha his Lois Asay. Kapos Tamarim brings his teretz from certain achronim. Kapos Tvarim is chaylik on this. Kapos Tvarim says that it's not true, and he brings a raya from the Gemara in Ksubas. The Mishnah in Ksubas says that if somebody is ma'ane somebody, the halacha is he's mechuyev to marry her, unless she's also to him. If she's somebody that's also to him, so then he doesn't marry her, because the pasuk says, she has to be somebody that's roy to marry him. Chazal, the Gemara and Daf Mem in Ksubas asked the Kasha, why can't he marry her? Why don't we apply the din of asay doicha lois asay? His mitzvah's asay of marrying the person that he was ma'anes should be doicha the lois asay of the love of whatever the reason why she's asked to him should be doicha that lois asay. To which the Gemara answers, we don't apply the din of asay doicha lois asay over here, because since she could say, I don't want to get married, therefore the mitzvah doesn't apply. If she doesn't want to marry him, there is no mitzvah. Therefore, we don't apply the din of asay doicha lois asay, because it's not a strong mitzvah that has to be done under all circumstances. It's totally on her das. The Kapos Tamarim says you have a right from this Gemara that lulei this svara that she could get out of the mitzvah by saying she doesn't want to get married to him. We would have applied the din of asay doicha lois asay, even though klapei her there is no mitzvah asay. Only klapei him there's a mitzvah asay. Therefore, the Kapos Tamarim says we see a big yisoid from here, from this Gemara in Ksubis, that when one person has a mitzvah asay to do, and the only way for him to be mekayim the mitzvah is ayidei somebody else. For example, over here, where his mitzvah is loisi yali isha, the only way for him to be mekayim his mitzvah is by marrying the isha. Even though klapei her there is no mitzvah, we say that his mitzvah is doicha the lois asay, and even though she doesn't have a mitzvah, still she has a heter to go ahead and do the lois asay, machmas his dechia that he has, that we say asay doicha lois asay. It also helps for her to be matcha her asay, in order to be matre, it also helps for her to be matre her lois asay. Even though klapi her, there's no asay. Again, the aside is that if one person has an asay, and his asay is doicha his lois asay, if the only way for him to do his asay is like a day somebody else, and that person doesn't have an asay, still we apply the din of asay doicha lois asay, even klapi the other person, even though that person doesn't have the mitzvah asay, still their lois asay is nitche from the fact that he's nitpal to the other person who is being mekayim the mitzvah at that time. Obviously, this yisoid of the Kapos Tamarim is not going to feed this teretz and toisvus that we mentioned before. I don't know how toisvus is going to deal with this raya, but this is the yisoid of the Kapos Tamarim. The Ibn Moshe himself suggests a different teretz. He wants to say that the only time we apply the din, that it's also for a makif, to be makif and nikif, is dafka if the nikif is a bar chiyuva himself. If nikif himself has a chiyuv, is also for him to be a nikif, then we apply the din that the makif is also to be makif him. He brings a right to this yisoid from Tosfos and Shavuos. Tosfos and Shavuos, Daf Gimel, that we mentioned in the shir earlier, the shir before, is trying to bring a right that according to Adabar Ava, even though he holds that Makif Es HaKotan is going to be potter because he makes a hekesh from the nikiv to the makiv, just like the nikiv is not a bar chiyuva, so too the makiv is not a bar chiyuva. So Tois was there is danning. We say the same thing the other way. Are we going to say that if the makiv is not a bar chiyuva, who would then that makes the nikiv not into a bar chiyuva? Tois was there in Shuas brings a raya from our sugya. He says since the Chazal learn out the klal of mitzvahs of ase deicha lois ase from taglachas mitzayra, why don't we say that instead of being deicha the lav of cutting off his payas, why don't we have according to Adar Bar Ava we should get a katan or an isha to be the one to cut the mitzayra's payas, and therefore he's cutting his hair, and therefore according to Adar Bar Ava since the makiv is not a bar chiyuva, so to the nikiv will not be a bar chiyuva, and therefore we don't have to be madcha the lav. Because we always have a klal that any time it's shaykh to be mekayim the lois asay and the asay. If you can do the asay without being over the lois asay, then we do not allow the mitzvahs asay to be doicha the lois asay. So according to Adar Bar Ava, if we apply the hekesh also from the makif to the nikif, that any time the makif is not a bar chiyuva, the nikif is also not a bar chiyuva, we have an eitza to be able to mekayim the mitzvah of taglachas mitzvah, and at the same time not be over the lois asay of lois akifu pa'asoy sheichem. Elamai Tosfos concludes, it must be that according to Adar Bar Ava, even if we get somebody who's not a Bar Chiyuva to be the Makif, it's not going to help, and the Nikif is still going to be considered a Bar Chiyuva, even according to Adar Bar Ava. The Imam Moshe asks, does that not understand? Even if he Tosfos' conclusion, we should still say that we should go ahead and try to find somebody who's not a Bar Chiyuva, find a Goy to cut off the hair of the Metzora, because we should at least try to minimize as much as we can the amount of people that have to use this Asay to be Deicha the Lois Asay. Because if we use somebody who's a Bar Chiyuva, so then the Nikif, not only does the Nikif have to come onto the din of Asay Deicha Lois Asay, that his Asay has to be Deicha the Lois Asay of cutting off his payas, also the Makif himself also has to come onto this din of Asay Deicha Lois Asay. It would be better to find a Goy, and even though we don't say that we're Makish, the Nikif to the Makif, and we still say even though a Goy is cutting his hair, still the Nikif is Chayiv and is Bar Chiyuva, and we have to come onto the din of Asay Deicha Lois Asay in order to matir it, but at least we're saving the Makif from having to come onto the din of Asay Deicha Lois Asay. Elamai says Imei Moshe to Muchach from Tosfos that since we don't say that's far, we don't go ahead and look for a goy. It must be that once we apply the din of Aser Deicha Lois Asay, klapi the Nikif, and the Nikif himself has a heter to become a Nikif, so the Makif is not bechlal Musar at all. Even though the Makif is a Bar Chiyuva, there's no Isser to be Makif somebody who he himself has a heter to be Mukaf. The way he presents this Geder, he wants to say that it could be that the whole Isser to be Makif somebody is Davka to be Makif him in a way that he wasn't going to be Nikif if it wasn't for you. But since here anyways the Torah has a mitzvah that he has to become a Nikif, he has to have his hair cut off, therefore there is no Isser at all Chal on the Makif to be Makif him. And therefore the Rebbe Moshe says, that's why there's no problem over here of Aser Deicha Lois Asay Klapi the Makif. Because Klapi the Makif, even though he has no mitzvah of Taglachas Metzorah, since the Nikif has no love of Lois Akifu, so too the Makif has no love at all of Lois Akifu. Rebbe Chanan in Koivet Sa'aris Simin Ches, Ois Ches, also stells on this question, and he offers a different teretz. He says, based on the idea that afal pisha yotze motze, we say kol mitzvahs, even though somebody was yotze the mitzvah already, he can still go ahead and be motze somebody else. Masha Enkin, if somebody is not a bar chiyuva, if somebody is not chayv in the mitzvah, he can't be motze yet somebody else who is chayv in that mitzvah. So what's the difference? The Rishonim explain the difference is there's a concept called arvus. Arvus means somebody that's chayv in the mitzvah, even though he was mekayim it already, if somebody else, if another yid was not yet mekayim his mitzvah, therefore it's still considered, it's like he's lacking still in his kiyum mitzvah. Even though he was mekayim his mitzvah already, if somebody else wasn't yet mekayim the mitzvah, so there's a lacking in all the yidin until that person gets his kiyum mitzvah too. Therefore, even though he was yotzer already, he could still be moiti somebody else because there's a chela kilu of the mitzvah that it wasn't yet mekuyim yet by him, and therefore he can be moiti somebody else. Masha Enkin, somebody who's not a bar chiyuva, someone who's not a bar chiyuva, he's not chayiv in that mitzvah at all, we don't apply the din of arvus because he doesn't have that mitzvah by him. He has no chiyuv at all for that mitzvah. Therefore, if somebody else was not yet mekayim a mitzvah, there's no arvus by the other person because he's not a bar chiyuva there. Apizeh, Rabbi Chanan wants to say like this: that dafka the case of Tosfos and Gittin Daf Mem Aleph, where Tosfos is talking about the mitzvah puruvu. Puruvu and Isha is not considered a bar chiyuva at all. She is not shaykh to the mitzvah puruvu. Therefore, dafka over there, since she has no shaykhs to the mitzvah at all of puruvu, we don't say the din of asay doichel lois asay kapi her. We say that her lois asay to marry the chatzi eved is in effect. And she doesn't have any remnants at all of an asay that has the echoles to be mevatel, to be doicha that lois asay. by the mitzvah of taglachas mitzora, even though the makif doesn't have a formal mitzvah right now to be makif the hair of this mitzora, rather the mitzora himself is the one who's mechuyev in this mitzvah. But since he's shaykh to the mitzvah of mitzora, because every year is shaykh to the mitzvah of mitzora, therefore, just like when Arvis, we say that even though you were yoytze, even though right now you're not chayv in the mitzvah, still there's an element, a chelik of you that is chayv in the mitzvah because somebody else was not yet mekayim his mitzvah. So to hear this mitzvah, this makif, even though right now he's not a mitzvah, but since he's shaykh to the mitzvah of mitzvah, and this nikif right now, this mitzvah that's sitting in front of him, needs a taglachas midin mitzvah, and if he doesn't get it, then he's lacking his mitzvah. So to the makif is ki'ilu, he also has a mitzvah for chal on him to be makif this mitzvah, and that's enough. That element, that chelik of him that's not that wasn't yet mekayim his din machmas arvus is enough to be madche the loisasei of loisakifu pa'asu reshechem. That's the terence of Rabbi Ochanan. So again, we had basically three answers to this kasha. We had the answer of the kapus tamarim that says not like Tosfos and Gittin, that anytime somebody has a mitzvah and he needs somebody else to be mekayim the mitzvah together with him, so we apply the din of aseh deicha lo saseh by both of them, even though the other person does not have a mitzvah saseh. We have the teretz of Imei Moshe that says the isser of the makif is only b'makom that the nikif is a bar chiyuv, the nikif has a chiyuv. But if the nikif himself has the p'tur because of aseh doicha lois aseh, so then there is no isser all klapi on the makif. The makif doesn't even have to come on to the din of aseh doicha lois aseh. He's not mitzuv at all not to be makif the nikif. And we have the third mahalach of the klevet tzaharis, which you just spoke out, that we only say this halacha of Tosfos, that a person who's not, that the isha can't be mekayim, her can't be doichin the loisasei because of her mitzvah, because she doesn't have mitzvah peruvu, because she's not shaykh to the mitzvah peruvu. Mashenken over here, where the makif is shaykh to the mitzvah of mitzvah, that's enough of a shaykh as midin arvus that we can say that his asse of mitzvah is doichin the loisasei of loisakifu. Before we move on to the next sugya, I think it's important if we shtel a little bit on the din of Reish Lakish that was nischadish here in the Shachar Vatarya on the Nunches Amud Aleph. In the second Ukimta in the Gemara to explain the difference between the two brises, the Gemara wanted to say that both brises hold that Taglachas Kol HaReish Lo Yishmei HaKofa, if somebody cuts off all the hair of his head, he's not over the Isra of Lo Yisakifu Pas Reishechem. And the Filu Hachi, one of the Brises wanted to learn that the Pasuk of Roshai by the Parsha of Metzora is coming to teach me that if somebody wants to shave off first his payas, and after he shaves his payas, then he wants to cut off the rest of his hair, in which way he would be over the lava with Sakifu, he's allowed to do that because of the din of Asei Doicha Lois Asei. On that, the Gemara said it can't be because of the din of Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish said, "Kol makom she'ata moitzei asei v'lois asei, im ata yochol l'kayim es shneihem mutav, v'im lav yovei asei v'yidcha es lois asei." Reish Lakish said that the din of asei doicha lois asei only works b'kihai gavna, that the only way to be makayim the mitzvah asei is if he would go ahead and be oikud the lois asei. But if it's possible for him to be makayim the mitzvah asei and at the same time not be oikud the lois asei, then it's also for him to do the mitzvah in a way that is oikud lois asei. So for example, if it's possible for him to mekayim the mitzvah of taglachas mitzvah by shaving off all of his hair and starting from the top of his head and going down, then there's no heter for him to be mekayim the mitzvah of taglachas mitzvah by starting dafka from his payas and then going up and cutting the rest of his hair. Because that way he's being oikud the lav deraisa of lois akifu. And if he does it the other way and he starts from the top of his head, then he's being mekayim the mitzvah of taglachas mitzvah without being over the lav of lo sakifu pas reshechem. Therefore, says Reish Lakish, it's also for a person to do the mitzvah in a way in which he's oiker the lav of lo sakifu. This halacha of Reish Lakish, that it's not allowed, you're not allowed to do a mitzvah and be oiker the lav if it's possible to do the mitzvah without being oiker the lav, we're going to see is a machlokes rishonim, exactly when and where do we apply this din. The Gemara says in Shabbos Daf Chaf Hei, it's a Mishnah. The Mishnah says you're not allowed to be madlik with shemen sreifa on Yom Tov, which means shemen of truma that became tamei. And the reason why it's called shemen sreifa is because we have to burn it. You're not allowed to be madlik it on Yom Tov. The Gemara says, where do we know this from? The Gemara says because there's a halacha she'ein sorfin kochin be Yom Tov. You're not allowed to be soyer of kochim on yontif, kochim that became tamei or kochim that became noisar. And the halacha is that we have to burn it. We cannot burn it on yontif, even though burning kochim that became tamei is a mitzvah asay. So we apply the din that this asay cannot be doicha the lois asay of havara on yontif. The Gemara wants to know where is the makor for this halacha. So the Gemara brings a whole bunch of different amirayim with different makoros. And the last Mando Amra there says, the reason why the asay of burning kochim is not doicha the lois asay of havara on yomtuf is because shmiras yomtuf is not only a mitzvah's lois asay, it's a mitzvah's lois asay, and it's also an asay because the Torah says shabbosoin. We learn out from the pasuk of shabbosoin that is also an asay, and we apply the din that a mitzvah's asay can only be doicha a lois asay, but a mitzvah's asay cannot be doicha a lois asay and an asay. And therefore, since breaking yomtuf, since doing melach on yomtuf is a lois asay, and it's also a violation of an asay, he's not being makayim the asay of keeping yomtuf. Therefore, the asay of burning kochim is not doiche the lois asay of yomtuf. The Rashba asks the kasha that why do we have to come on to the klal ein asay doiche lois asay v'asay? Why don't we say better? Even if yomtuf would only be a lois asay, we should say that the asay of burning kochim is not doiche the lois asay of yomtuf. Because one can wait until after Yontif to burn the kochim. There's no halacha that the kochim has to be burnt today. And therefore we should apply the din of Reish Lakish. That kol makoim sha'ata moitze ase v'lois ase, ima to yochel l'kayim ashneihem mutav. If it's possible for you to be makayim the mitzvah's ase, without being over the lois ase, so Reish Lakish holds that it's usher to do the mitzvah's ase in a way that you're going to be over the lois ase. Rather, we must find a way to be makayim the mitzvah's ase without being over the lois ase. The Rashba says over here we have a very good etzah. If he waits till after Shabbos, he can be makayim the ase of burning kochim, and he's also at the same time not violating the lois ase of havara on yomtiv. Therefore, why is it that we have to come onto the din of ein ase doicha lois ase v'ase? The Rashba answers this kasha by saying that if it would only be a lois asay, we would not apply the din of Reish Lakish over here. Because since right now it's not shaykh for him to be mekayim the mitzvah's asay of burning the kochim without violating the lois asay of havar an yamtiv, that's already called that it's efshar to be mekayim the mitzvah's asay without violating the lois asay. We don't take into account that he can push off the mitzvah's asay to a later point and do it then. That's not considered that it's possible to do the asay without being over the lois asay. The same Rashba appears in a different sugya in Beitza Daf Ches Amud Beis, where the Gemara over there is talking about a person who shechs a behema on yomtiv and he's chayav in the mitzvah of kisui hadam. The Gemara says that even though be makayim the mitzvah of kisui hadam involves a lois asay, because when he takes the soil and the dirt and he crumbles it over the blood, he has to do ketisha, which is crumbling the soil into small little pieces, which is a tolda of toichen. Even though it requires him to do this malacha, we apply the din of asay doicha lois asay, and the mitzvah's asay of kisui hadam is doicha the lois asay of not doing malacha on yamtiv. The Rashba there asks the same kasha that he asks over here in Shabbos. Why don't we say this halacha? Why don't we say that the halacha of Reish Lakish, that if since it's possible for him to wait till after Yomtiv to do the Kisui Adam, why do we allow him to do the Kisui Adam on Yomtiv and allow him to be doicha the lois asay of Yomtiv? Why don't we tell him to wait till after Yomtiv, and therefore, and there by which he can be makayim the mitzvah's asay of Kisui Adam, and at the same time not be over the lois asay of not doing malacha on Yomtiv? The Rashba answers the same teretz, that we don't say that pushing off a mitzvah is not called that it's possible to do the mitzvah without being oker the lois asay. Since right now, at this time where the mitzvah is in front of him, the only way to be mekayim the mitzvah is by being over the lois asay, we apply the din of asay doicha lois asay, because that's considered that it's impossible to do the mitzvah without being over the lois asay. In Beis, the Rashba adds a few words of hesper to explain this halacha. Why is it that that's not considered efshar l'kayim shnehem if he just pushes it off and waits till the next day? The Rashba says because we apply the din of ein ma'avirin ala mitzvahs. The din of ein ma'avirin ala mitzvahs tells me that pushing off a mitzvah is always a risk that a person might forget later on to do the mitzvah. And if he forgets later on to do the mitzvah, it comes out that the lois asay was doicha the l'asay, because the reason why he pushed off the mitzvah in the first place was only because of the lois asay. And if by pushing off the mitzvah to a later time, he forgets to do the mitzvah's asay, it comes out that this lois asay was doicha the asay, and because of the lois asay, he was not mekayim the asay. And that's a violation of the din of asay doicha lois asay. Therefore, the Rashba concludes that we do not push off mitzvahs in order to be mekayim the din of Reish Lakish. Another place where we find this shita is Tosfos in Shavuos Daf Gimel, which we mentioned in Shir maybe yesterday or the day before, where Tosfos there is dealing with the shita of Rav Ada Bar Ava that we find in Nazir Daf Nun Zayin, that holds that it is not usur for a person to cut the payas of a katan, because since a katan is a lav bar chiyuva, since he is not a bar chiyuva, we make a hekesh from the nikaf to the makif, that the makif is also not, is not forbidden of cutting his payas. Tosfos there is dealing with the shaila, according to Adbar Ava, do we also say the opposite way? Do we say that if the makif is a non-bar chiyuva, for example, a goy or an isha, do we say that it's mutter for a bar chiyuva to have his payas cut by somebody who is a non-bar chiyuva? Do we make the same hekesh from the makif to the nikif, telling us that the nikif becomes a non-bar chiyuva because his makif is a non-bar chiyuva? Tosfos there brings a raya from our sugya that we don't say that, because the Gemara in our sugya wants to say that we apply the din of asay deicha lois asay, and we allow somebody, a betzoira, to cut off his hair and be deicha the lois asay of lois akifu per asra sheichem. Tosfos says, if, according to Rav Ada Bar Ava, when the makif is a non-bar chiyuva, that says that the nikif is also a non-bar chiyuva, and it's mutter for him to have his hair, his payas cut, so why do we allow the as? Why do we allow the lois asay of lois akifu to be nidche for the mitzvah of mitzayra? We should apply the din of Reish Lakish that if it's possible to mekayim the mitzvah without being over the lois asay, so we're mechuyev to try to do that, and we should get a non-bar chiyuva to cut the payas of the mitzayra. And since the one who's cutting his hair is not a bar chiyuva, so we're mekayim the mitzvah of taglachas mitzayra, and at the same time, we're not violating the din of leisakivu pa'as v'sheichem, because since the makiv is a non-bar chiyuva, the nikiv is a non-bar chiyuva. Elamai says, Tosfos concludes that it must be that even if the makiv is a non-bar chiyuva, according to Ada Bar Ava, it does not make the nikiv a non-bar chiyuva. Tosfos suggests that maybe we could be madche by saying that really we need the pasuk to tell us in a case where we can't find a goy and an isha, in a case where we don't have a goy and an isha, and the only way for us to be mekayim the mitzvah of teglachas mitzayra is by the use of a bar chiyuva. In such a case, the Torah is telling us that the asay is deicha elois asay, and therefore we don't have a raya that according to Ada Bar Ava, if the makiv is a non bar chiyuva, so the nikif will be a bar chiyuva. It could very well be that even if the makiv is a non bar chiyuva, the nikif is not a bar chiyuva. And the chiddush of the Torah that we apply the din of asay deicha lois asay, and we don't force you to look for a makiv who's a non bar chiyuva, is dafka talking about a case where we can't find a non bar chiyuva to be the makiv. Tosfos says, and don't be deicha this by saying that if the halach of Ada Bar Ava is true, so then we should be mechuyev even in a case where we can't find an isha or a goy to cut the hair of the Metzora, why aren't we mechuyev to wait until we find one? Why do we have to dafka cut the Metzora's hair today? We can wait until a later date where we find a goy or an isha and have them cut his hair, and therefore we can be mekayim the mitzvah of Metzora, and also we can also at the same time not be over the lav, according to Ada Bar Ava of Loi Sakifu Pas Reshechem. Tosfos says, because we never say, in order to mekayim the din of Reish Lakish, we never say that we should push off the mitzvah to a later time. And therefore, Tosfos agrees to the Rashba that pushing off a mitzvah is not a way of being mekayim the din of Reish Lakish. If right now the only way to be mekayim the mitzvah is ayidei being doicha the lois asay, that's called that it's impossible to be mekayim the mitzvah without being over the lois asay. Tosfos brings a riot to this from the sugi in Shiluach HaKan. The Gemara says over there that if somebody is looking for a bird to be mekayim the mitzvah of mitzvah, the korbanos of mitzvah, and the only bird that he has right now is sitting on top of the mother's eggs, and the halacha is, the Torah says, shalach to shalach as ha'eim, that there's a mitzvah to shoo away the mother. And in order for him to be mekayim the mitzvah of korbanos for his mitzvah, he must take the bird and not be mekayim the mitzvah of shiluach hakan. The Gemara says that the mitzvah of korbanos, the mitzvah of korbanos mitzvah are more chashuv than the mitzvah of shiluach hakan, because the mitzvah of korbanos of mitzvah brings shalom into the bayis, because it brings the person back into his house. Therefore, it's doicha the mitzvah, it's more important, it's doicha the mitzvah of shiluach hakan. Tosfos says we don't say that he should just wait until he finds a different nest. Why doesn't he shoo away this nest? Shoo away the bird from this nest. Give a kind of mitzvah of shalach to shalach. At the same time, when he finds a different bird, he gives a kind of mitzvah of taklachas matzoy with that bird. It must be, says Tosfos, that any time you have a matzv where a mitzvah is doiche another mitzvah, whether it's an asay being doiche a lois asay, or whether it's one asay being doiche another asay, we never say that in order to be mekayim both of them, he should wait till a later date to be mekayim the mitzvah and not be over the lois asay. In contrast to these Rishonim, we do find a lashon of Tosfos in Shabbos and Tosfos in Yevamos that seems to be saying that a different svar. Tosfos in Shabbos daf Chafei, in the same sugi that we mentioned before, in the sugi that's trying to bring a makor for the din that one is not allowed to burn kochin that became tomei on Yom Tov, and we do not apply the din of asay doicha lois asay. So Tosfos asked the kasha, according to the Amiroim that didn't say that Yom Tov is a asay and a lois asay. They held that Yom Tov is only a lois asay, and we should have applied the din of asay doicha lois asay. And still, they found other psukim to teach us that we do not apply the din of asay doicha lois asay in this case, and we're not allowed to burn the kochim on Yom Tov and violate the lois asay of havar. Tosfos asks, according to these amiroim, why don't we learn out from this parsha which is teaching us not to burn the kochim and not to violate the isser of chilul Yom Tov? Why don't we learn out from there that an asay is not doicha lois asay? Just like the other Amiraim and Tanaim learned out from the parsha of Gedilim Taseh Lach, when the Torah told us to put shatnez on tzitzis, the Gemara learns out, Eklal and Kol Torah Kuloi, that anytime you have a mitzvah asay and a lois asay, the asay is doicha lois asay. Say the same thing here, that here we should learn out the opposite, that we should learn out from here that an asay is not doicha lois asay, because we learn from here that you're not allowed to burn kochim on Yom Tov. Tosfos answers this kasha by saying that over here we have no makor, because over here one can push off the mitzvah of sreifas kochim until after Shabbos. Since one can push off the mitzvah of sreifas kochim until after Shabbos, this is not a clear application of asay doicha lois asay, and therefore we don't have a raya that we won't apply the din of asay doicha lois asay. Dafka over here, because he can be mekayim the mitzvah after Shabbos, so therefore this is not a time where we would want to apply the din of asay doicha lois asay. We see from this Tosfos holds that when one can push off the mitzvah until after Shabbos and do the mitzvah at a different time and be mekayim the asay without being over the lois asay, so that is an exception to the rule of asay doicha lois asay, and we don't apply the din of asay doicha lois asay. It seems here that there's a little bit of a machlekas going on between Tosfos over here and Tosfos and the Rashba that we mentioned in Shabbos. Tosfos and Yevamos daf Hayamud Beis is going with the same sheet that we just mentioned from Tosfos, that when one can push off a mitzvah to a later time, we do not apply the din of asay doicha lois asay. Tosfos there asks a kasha from the Gemara later on in Yevamos, daf Vav Amud Beis, that says, gabay sreifas bas koyen, that if a bas koyen is chayef sreifa, so there the Gemara says that even though it's a lav sheyesh boy kares to do the sreifa on Shabbos, still had it not been for a specific Gzeres HaKosuv, we would have applied the din of Asay Doicha Lois Asay. Special Gzeres HaKosuv tells us not to do the din of Sreifa on Shabbos. But had it not been for that pasuk, we would have said Asay Doicha Lois Asay. Tosfos asks, why do we say Asay Doicha Lois Asay? We can wait until after Shabbos to be Mekayim the din of Sreifas Bas Koyen, and be Mekayim Shabbos, and be Mekayim the mitzvah. Tosfos answers that over there it's different, because since there's a din of Inui HaDin, we don't want to be ma'anin the din, because chas v'shalom we might forget what to do, and therefore we don't apply the din of pushing off the mitzvah. It's similar to what the Rashba says that we mentioned in Beitza, but the Rashba was applying it to all mitzvahs. We say this called ein ma'avirin al mitzvahs, and therefore we never push off a mitzvah to be mekayim the mitzvah and not be over the lois asay. Whereas Tosfos is only applying this din legabi sreifas bas koyen, where there's a specific love in the Torah of lo ya'ana hadin, that we're not allowed to be ma'anin the din of somebody who's chayiv misas bezdin. In the Hemshech of the Gemara, towards the bottom of Daf Nun Ches Amud Beis, the Gemara goes on to explain that the Fila Mandal Amr that learns out from Roshoi that one is allowed to be Makif Peas HaRosh, and he's not coming to tell us that a Nazir can cut off his hair. The Gemara asks, so how does he learn out the din that an Asay is Deiche, the Asay of Taglachas Metzoyer is Deiche, the Asay Vil Lois Asay by a Nazir? Where is his Makor for that? So he learns out from the because the Torah also says zekenoi. Not only does it say roishoi, the Torah also says that a matara cuts his zekenoi, and zekenoi is coming to be marbe that even a kohen who has a lavdo araisa of cutting his his zaken with a tar, the Torah is telling us that if a kohen becomes a metzora, so his ase of metzora is doicha the lois ase v'ase of cutting off his zaken. And therefore, we can learn out from there that a nazir also, who cutting his hair is an ase and a lois ase, the mitzvah's ase of metzora is doicha the lois ase v'ase. To which the Gemara asks, l'fidam ando amar, who learns from Roisha, that a metzora can cut his hair even if he's a nazir and be over the ase the lois ase, why doesn't he learn out from zakenoi like the other Tana, the other Braisa? Instead of learning out from Reisha, he should learn out from zakenoi, that zakenoi teaches us that a kohen can be doiche his lois ase v'ase, and from there we should learn out that also a nazir who becomes a metzora, his mitzvah of metzora can be doiche the lois ase v'ase of cutting his hair. Which the Gemara answers, l'taimech, according to you that we should be able to learn out from kohen to Nazir, so we should be able to learn out from Koyan to Kol HaTorah Kuloi. Just like by Koyan we find that the Ase of Metzora is Deiche, the Lois Ase Ve'ase, we should say in Kol HaTorah Kuloi also, then Mitzvah's Ase is Deiche Alois Ase. And the reason why we don't learn like that is because we say that Koyan is different, because the Mitzvah of Koyan is a Mitzvah De'enei Shave B'kol, it's only a Mitzvah which is Chal on a few selected people from Klal Yisrael, and therefore it's a different type of Aveira, and therefore we don't learn from there. So Huadim, we cannot learn from Nazir, which is Shaykh to all different types of people, that a Mitzvah's Aseh is Deicha Elois Aseh Va'aseh. Akolpanim, we see from this Gemara, the big Yisoy that we've mentioned, that a Mitzvah's Aseh is not Deicha Elois Aseh Va'aseh. There's a big Chakira in the Rishonim as to why is it that an Aseh is not Doicha Elois Aseh V'Aseh. We'll start with the Ritva says in Bav Metzia Daf Lamed. He quotes the Gemara in a few places. The Gemara comes up in Chulin, in Perek Shiluch HaKan. The Gemara says, Asvara, my own mehai mehai. Anytime you have two Aseh's, we don't apply the din that one Aseh can be Doicha another Aseh, as long as they're on the same playing field, they're on the same level. My own mehai mehai. We only say that an ase is deicha alois ase because an ase is stronger than alois ase. But when an ase goes up against another mitzvah's ase, so we don't say that one ase can allow you to violate a different ase. Therefore, the Ritva explains that the yisoid of ein ase deicha alois ase va'ase because it's mitzad the ase shabai. Because there's a din that an ase can't be deicha an ase. So whenever you have an ase going up against a lois ase va'ase, it's no better, it's no worse than an ase going up against an ase by itself. Just like an ase can't be doicha an ase by itself, so too an ase can't be doicha an ase when it's together with a lois ase. So the fidus ritva, the reason why ein ase doicha lois ase va'ase is because ein ase doicha ase. It just happens to be there's also a lois ase here. But mitzad the lois ase, there's no reason why the ase should not be able to be doicha it. In Tosfos Kiddushin Daf Lamed Dalet, Tosfos is going on the Gemara that says that an Isha is chayev in mitzvahs Micah, mitzvahs Shabbos Aveda, Shiluch HaKan, because these are mitzvahs she'ein hazman grama. Tosfos asked the Kasha that these mitzvahs also have loisaseis also. So why do we have to say that the reason why an Isha is chayev is because it's a mitzvah she'loi hazman grama? Even if it would be a mitzvah she'hazman grama, an Isha would be chayev because an Isha is mitzvah in loisaseis. And the Torah has a loisasei on an Isha to not return an Aveda. So therefore, an Isha is mitzvah and a Shabbos Aveda, macht must be loisasei. Tosfos answers that there's enough gemina. If an Isha would be potter from the mitzvah's aseh because it would be zman grama, so then let's say she had another mitzvah's aseh to do, and that mitzvah required her to be oiker, to be over the lav of not giving back the aveda. So we would have applied the din of aseh, doicha lois aseh. But now that we say that an Isha is mitzvah from the aseh of a Shabbos aveda as well, because it's a mitzvah's aseh sheloya zman grama, so now we apply the din that ein aseh doicha lois aseh ve'aseh. Tosfos there brings from Rabbeinu Yosef Mi'eretz Yisrael, who asks a kasha on this pshat in Tosfos. Lefize, it comes out, according to the Gemara that we just had in Shabbos Daf Chafeh, we mentioned earlier, that the reason why it's also to burn kosher that became Tomei on Yom Tov is because ein ase deicha lois ase va'ase. It should come out that an Isha who's not mitzuva in the ase of Yom Tov, because the ase of Yom Tov is a mitzvah ase she'azman grama, and therefore an Isha only has a lois ase on Yom Tov. Therefore, for an Isha, it should be permitted to burn kochim on Yom Tov because she only has a lois aseh, and we should apply the din of ein of aseh deicha lois aseh. And the lois shamanu, any poisek or any tana that said that an Isha is allowed to burn kochim that became tamei on Yom Tov. Therefore, says Rabbeinu Yosef Me'eretz Yisrael, that even if an Isha would not be mitzvah in the mitzvah of a Shabbos Aveda, because it would be a mitzvah asay shazman grama. Still, since this lois asay is a lois asay that comes with it in asay, legabe men achol panim, and they are mitzvah in an asay as well. So this lois asay is a stronger type of lois asay. It has a greater tkifus. It's olim tvei. It's stronger. And therefore, an asay does not have the koyach to be doich that lois asay. When do we say ase doicha lois ase? That's a lois ase, a regular lois ase. But when the Torah puts an ase together with the lois ase, that shows us that this lois ase has more power than a regular lois ase. And therefore, even an isha who's potter from the ase, but that doesn't change the fact that this lois ase has greater power because of the fact that it comes, lemaisa, an ase comes together with it. So even an isha that doesn't have the mitzvah ase of a Shabbos Aveda, she still would be, her ase would not be doicha the lois ase, because this is a lois ase which has more power, it's olim tvei, than a regular lois ase. So we see from this Tosfos is being chaylik on the Ritva that we mentioned earlier. The Ritva said that the whole reason ein ase doicha ase v'lois ase is because of the ase shebay. The lois ase is a regular lois ase, but we apply the din that an ase can't be doicha an ase. According to Tosfos, it's not true. The Fi Tosfos, Rabbi Yehonu Yosef from Eretz Yisrael, even when there is no ase in, even when by an isha, where there is no ase, so there is no svara of my only high ase mi high ase. She has no ase to return the aveda. Still, mitzad the lois ase shaboy, since there is an ase that comes together in the Torah with this lois ase, that shows us there's an alimus to this lois ase, and because of the lois ase, that's why the ase doesn't have the koyach to be doicha the lois ase. The Gemara continues and asks a question according to the Man D'Amar that learns out from the pasuk of the parsha of Roshay. The pasuk of Roshay, the Gemara learns out that a mitzvah of Betzora is doiche the ase and the lois ase of a kohen, of a nazir. The Gemara asks a question: why do we need a pasuk from nazir? Why don't we learn out from the parsha from the pasuk of Zakenoi? We should be able to learn out that it's doicha the ase and the lois ase of a kohen's lav, of shaving his beard. And from there we can learn out to a nazir. Why do we have to have a separate pasuk teaching us that the ase of mitzvah is doicha the ase and the lois ase of a kohen and the ase of a lois ase of a nazir? To which the Gemara answers that we cannot learn out that ase is doicha lois ase from kohen, because the lav of a kohen is a lav which is eino shove b'kol. It's not shove by all people, and therefore we can't say that from there we're going to learn out to the lav of nazir, which is a lav, which is shavu b'kol. That's why we need two separate pesukim for both of them. The question is that it comes out l'chayu l'fi this sugya, that even though we paskin and call Torah kulay ein ase doicha lois ase va'ase, but if we find a case where the lois ase va'ase is a lav which is ein a shavu b'kol, so we should be able to say that the ase is doicha lois ase, because we should be able to learn out from koyin. Just like the Torah says that the ase of metzora is doicha the ase and the lois ase of a koyin, which is ein a shavu b'kol, so to any other ase v'lois ase, which is eino shava b'kol, we should be able to apply the din of ase doicha lois ase. Tosfos in Yevamos Daf Hei, Dibur Maskev Akati Itzrich, asks the following question. The Gemara in Yevamos Daf Chaf says that an almana l'koyin gadol is not chayv in yibum. Koyin gadol who has to do yibum with an almana, the Gemara says, is potter from yibum, he should do chalitza. He should not do the mitzvah of yibum because he's not allowed to marry an almana. So the Gemara says, Bishlam, I understand if she's an almana from Nisuin. After Nisuin, she became an almana. I understand why he can't do Yibum, because for a Kohen Gadol to marry an almana from Minha Nisuin is over a Lois Aseva Ase. Ve'ein Ase Deicha Lois Aseva Ase. Masha'enkein, if she's only an almana from Erusin, it's only a Lois Ase for a Kohen Gadol to marry her, and therefore we should apply the din of Ase Deicha Lois Ase. Tosfos asked the kasha that even an almana min hanisuin, which is an ase and a lois ase, it's an ase and a lois ase which is only shaykh to kohanim, and therefore it's lois shava b'kol. We should apply the din that an ase could be doicha an ase, a lois ase v'ase, which is eino shava b'kol. We should learn that from our gemara from Metzora, just like Metzora is doicha ase v'lois ase of the isra of a kohen to shave his beard. So too it should be an isra. So too, we should learn out that an ase is doicha the ase v'lois ase for a kohen gadol to marry an almana. Tosfos gives two terutim to this kasha. I'll start first with the second terutz. The second terutz in Tosfos says That dafka by the ase of mitzora do we say that an ase can be doicha and ase say velois ase, which is eno shav b'kol. Because the ase of mitzora is a special ase, we mentioned before from the Gemara in Chulin, that it brings shalom into the bayis and has the koyach to be doicha other ases, such as shiluch hakein. And therefore, hu adin over here, we find an exception to the rule that since the ase and the lois ase of a koyin to be mashchis his zaken is a lois assay which is eino shav b'kol, and it's also a special assay of mitzayra. With those two things together, we can say that the assay can be doicha the lois assay v'assay. But we don't learn from here a klal that any assay can be doicha lois assay v'assay which is eino shav b'kol. That's the second teretz in Tosfos. The first teretz in Tosfos says l'chayra a tremendous chiddush. Tosfos says that only a koyin shaving his beard is considered a lois assay v'assay she'ein a shav b'kol, because it's not shaykh by noshin. Masha'enken, the lois assay v'assay for a koyin gadol to marry an isha, since that lois assay equally applies to the isha that he marries, she's also over the lav, the amana is also over the lav of marrying a koyin gadol, therefore it's not considered ein a shav b'kol, even though the lav is only shaykh to kohanim by men. Only a male kohen can be over this lav. It's not called eino shav b'kol because it's also shaykh by noshim. Masha'enkin, the lav asay of shaving off the beard is only shaykh to men. It's not shaykh to noshim at all, and that's why it's considered eino shav b'kol. Obvious question is, what's pshat in Tosfos? Why is what's the difference? If it's only shaykh by kohanim, it's also called eino shav b'kol. So I'll quote for you a famous shtickle Torah from the Avnei Nezer. The Avnei Nezer in his world famous Hakadoma to Sefer Igli Tal, he writes over there that every single mitzvah has different chalakim in the mitzvah. Besides the asiyas hamitzvah, there's the mitzvah of learning that mitzvah. Learning the mitzvahs and the dinim of that mitzvah is included in the chalak, is included in a chalak of the mitzvah itself. There's the maisa mitzvah, the asiyas hamitzvah, and there's the lilmod ulalamed of each mitzvah as well. So therefore, he wants to explain that pshat, he wants to use this yisoid to explain pshat in this Tosfos. He says the reason why the mitzvah of a kohen gadol to marry an isha, an almana, mina nisuin, is considered shav b'kol because it's shayach by nashim, is because even though by men it's only shayach to a kohen, it's not shayach to any other yid, but since men can learn the dinim of the iser for a kohen gadol to marry an almana, so it's considered that every man be'etzim has a shaykhus to this mitzvah as well. Because since he can learn the mitzvahs, he can learn the mitzvahs of a kohen gadol marrying an almana, he can learn the iser, he can learn up the sugya, so he's considered that he is mitzvah in that mitzvah, legabe the chelek of limud shaboy. Masha'enken, the lois asei v'asei of hashchasas hazaken, of shaving off the beard with a razor, that love which is not shaykh to ladies, those ladies which don't have a shaykhus to that lav, they don't have a shaykhus to it, nor in the asiya, and also in the chelek halimut shaboy, because women are not mitzuvah in Talmud Torah. Therefore, dafka the lav of shaving off the beard, do we say, is ein l'shav b'kol, because legabi the noshim that it's not shaykh to, they're completely mufka legamrei, bei mitzad the asiya, bei mitzad the limut shaboy. Masha'enken, the lav for a kohen godol to marry an almana, the ladies are shaykh to that mitzvah, because any lady who marries a kohen gadol is over the law of marrying kohen gadol if she's an almana, and the men which are not shaykh to the mitzvah, but they're only not shaykh to the mitzvah mitzad the asiyah shaboy, they're never going to have the law because he's not a kohen. He won't ever be mitzvah in the law to not marry an almana, but he can learn the mitzvahs, and therefore ear shaykh to the law by day to leave with a torah shaboy, and then therefore it's not considered ein shav b'kol. But this is not the pshat, but it's alpi, maybe alpi drush. But the Avnei Nezer himself writes that l'choy this tesis in pshat is very shver, and therefore we have to explain the tesis alpi drush. The next sugya Be'ezus Hashem, it starts after the two dots, about the love of clay giver, that an isha can't wear clay giver. We're going to start Be'ezus Hashem tomorrow.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.